It's time to get the latest on Utah athletics from our Utes Insider here on the Bill Riley Show. The Utes Insider is presented by the Dish Professionals. Now here's Bill Riley with a Utes Insider on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
So into the noontime hour we go on this Tuesday Bill Riley Show. Time for our Utes Insider segment. You know, it's funny. When you get old, there aren't many good advantages to getting old. Your body breaks down. You have aches and pains in the morning that you don't always have when you're younger. But, you know, when you're old, you've experienced a lot of things in life. And sometimes life comes full circle. And sometimes you run into people that you haven't seen in a long, long time or you worked with years ago. And a couple of weeks ago, the University of Utah announced that they filled their wide receiver coach position. And they announced the wide receiver coach from the University of Wisconsin was coming to Salt Lake City, a man by the name of Alvis Whitted. Well, it just so happens many, many, many years ago when I was much younger and young in my career, when I covered the NFL in Jacksonville, Florida, and covered the Jacksonville Jaguars for their flagship radio home, I covered a guy by the name of Alvis Whitted. I remembered when the Jacksonville Jaguars took him in the 1998 draft out of North Carolina State, and he came and joined Jimmy Smith and Keenan McCardell and formed a pretty good wide receiver group for Tom Coughlin's guys, catching passes from Mark Brunell. And here we sit some 24, 25 years later, and Alvis Whitted is now a coach, and I again will be covering Alvis Whitted as the play-by-play voice of the University of Utah, and I welcome him to the program right now. Alvis, how are you, man?
Wow, I'm doing great. What a treat. You just brought back some very fun memories. This is awesome. I'm excited.
I am too. I was thrilled when I heard Kyle made that hire and brought you here from Wisconsin. And I remember sitting in Alltel Stadium on draft day 1998 when the Jags drafted you. So you go back in time. I was pretty young. You were pretty young. What do you remember about getting the phone call? Because you were a seventh round pick. You were a late draft guy, weren't you?
I was. And I remember I remember being at home in Durham, North Carolina, you know, waiting just, and I really didn't think I was going to get drafted. But I got a couple of calls, you know, one from Jacksonville saying, you know, hey, we're going to make a trade up for the, you know, from the Jets, and we're going to take it, you know, at the 192nd pick, I think it was. And you talk about fired up, you know, my family, it was a dream come true. And, you know, very, 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 very blessed, you know, to have been, you know, a mature, veteran-led program at the time, organization. Learned a lot from Jimmy and Keenan and, you know, obviously Coach Coughlin. Great, great team chemistry. It was amazing. And for a young rookie to go into a team like that and learn and grow, it was amazing. And I'm very thankful just for the relationships that I was able to build and continue to have. And, you know, we played some really good ball, and I was around some great players. So I was very blessed and thankful for that.
I had a blast. I was there for 6.5 years, and it was great. You were there for 4. In some ways, Alvis, you're stepping into the same situation now, a very veteran-led program, a very solid foundation with Kyle Whitting. Now, you're not a young guy anymore, and you've been coaching for a while now, too, so it's not quite the same.
Yes.
But the situation's a lot the same. Very stable, very good group that you're stepping into here.
Absolutely. This team is – they set the standard. You know, who can say, you know, back-to-back Pac-12 champions? This team is tough, smart, and very much the culture is amazing. These kids love each other. They love playing football, and they love playing for each other. And that was the one thing that attracted me. You know, I've never won a championship as a, you know, college coach. And to see what Coach Whittingham has done here at this program and the leadership from the other coaches on staff here and, you know, the administration, Mr. Harlan, Coach Rudy. I mean, this place is amazing. It really is. And I'm truly excited for my room, the kids that I have, and I'm blessed to coach. Really excited. They've got the makings of being doing some great things. So excited just the foundation that they've set.
So I want to talk about that room in a minute, Alvis, but I want to go back to something for a minute. coaching and coaching hirings, kind of like in life, sometimes it's about relationships and who you know and things like that. Tell me how you and Kyle Whittingham connect, and tell me how you get from Madison, Wisconsin to Salt Lake City. There's got to be a story there.
Are you ready for this one? So I'm gonna give all praise to God on this one, because he is the master architect in how all of this transpired. So obviously, things happened at the University of Wisconsin. They told Paul Chris that they wanted to go in another direction, and the Illinois game, he was let go, and we stayed on staff. We obviously finished out the season 7-6. Kind of had some adversity going on throughout the year, and they went in a different direction. So Luke Fickell comes in, and he's the new head coach, and obviously there was changes, and so he brought in his whole staff, and everyone else was out on the outside looking in. So, but that's part of the nature of college football and coaching, and you have to live with it and grow. So, was looking to stay back in coaching, and I was actually flying home to go to the coaches convention in Charlotte. I'm from North Carolina, and before that, I had done it at an alumni function with the Las Vegas Raiders. They're doing a good job of bringing back former players, and so they flew me out to Vegas. I did an alumni appearance, signed some autographs, and it was during the Chiefs Raiders game, the last regular season game of the season. Coincidentally, Coach Whittingham's son is the assistant linebackers coach for the Chiefs, and he was actually going to the game, and I didn't know that till just recently. Well, he was obviously staying at the same hotel that I was staying in with the Raiders players. That's where they housed the team the night before the game, and it's out in Henderson. So we were actually staying at the same hotel. I didn't know that. So the morning of the game, I go work out. I look on the treadmill, and I see Kyle Whittingham getting his workout in. And I tell you what, now, for an old guy, man, he's in shape, man. And so I'm like, wow. So he's on the treadmill getting his workout in. I get in. I'm about one over. I leave a space. I wait for him to get done, and I just wanted to tell him, as a guy that has been following his program from afar, they done a heck of a job this year. Obviously, winning the Pac-12, and then me as a former young coach, I remember coming down here in 2011. And coaching against as a QC playing against them when I was at UCLA, and they were tough then. Defense was tough. Offense, those guys ran the ball hard. Just really good football team. And then fast forward 2014, I remember playing the same team in the Las Vegas Bowl. Same team, tough defensively, offensively, special teams, the whole deal. So there's a consistency about this program that's going to be and a representation of who he is, his coaches, and his players. So I just wanted to congratulate him on a heck of a year. Just let him know that, hey, I've coached at Wisconsin the last three seasons. I'm actually out of work right now. And he said that they coincidentally had a receiver job open. So I was like, wow. What impeccable timing. So I asked him, I said, well, I would love to, talk football with you. And he said, just give me your resume. And I emailed my resume, and then the ball just started rolling. But what are the odds of me being at the same hotel that he was and him being at the same, workout facility. So number one, I just say that's God working. And I'm very appreciative of that. And then as moving forward, Coach Ludwig, the OC here, he knew a guy that I coached with when I was with the Green Bay Packers. So that kind of, that was a connection there. And just a former player that was at CSU when I was there, Colorado State, who transferred from Utah. He's here now as a as a graduate assistant. So
yeah, Jordan Fogle,
yep, Jordan Fogle. You know, a lot of guys that I've coached with or been a part of, they just talked highly of him, and obviously they reciprocated that to Coach Whittingham, and that's kind of how it all became. So really excited to be here.
That's an unbelievable story, Alvis. I mean, really, that is fate, that is God, that is whatever you want to say. But you know what that also is?
Yep.
That's shoot your shot, man. That's, hey, don't ever be afraid to walk up to somebody and say, hey, and shoot your shot, because you're not going to make any shots you don't take, are you?
That's true. And that's exactly that was exactly my mindset. In my mind, what do I have to lose? You know, and to really just, you know, give credit to where credit is due as far as, you know, the consistency of what he's done here at this university at a high level. And so, I'm just thankful that he entertained that and really excited for this opportunity, really am.
I know you're limited on time, so let me get you one more and then I'll get you out, because I know you're on a little bit of a time crunch, acclimating to everything. Alvis Whitted, new wide receivers coach with us here at the Bill Riley Show. Tell me about your room. You're bringing some guys back that decided not to go, and they're coming back. You've got some young guys there, too. I know you've only been on the job for a short time, but give me your impression of your wide receiver room right now.
Very, you know, very intentional kids, very smart. You know, Coach Bump did a great job with these guys. They're very willing. They're working, excited. Every kid has a different skill set, which, you know, is going to translate to a lot of good things here for us offensively. You know, you got obviously Bele, who's a veteran. You got Money Parks. You got Makai Pope. Just to name a few, just the guys that have actually, you know, been here and played some ball, and they actually graduated some really good players as well. But you also have Tyquan Gilmore, you have Chris Reed, who's a young guy, early enrollee Mikey Matthews, excited about. And then Sydney Ambassador. You know, he's going to be out this spring, but very talented. You know, like I said, very different skill sets, but talented individuals, and just excited to work with them and teach them football and continue on and get to that third one. That's what I want to do. I'm here to serve these guys and help their football acumen in every possible way that I can. But we have a great room. Really excited about these kids.
Well, when we have a little bit more time, I'll pop over, say hi, reintroduce myself from those days of sticking a microphone in your face in Jacksonville, and we'll tell some good Tom Coughlin stories.
Absolutely, man. This has been a blast. I really appreciate you having me on, and look forward to staying connected, and hopefully you'll have me back.
Be happy to do it. You go do your thing. I know you've got busy schedule, but thank you, Alvis. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. You guys take care, and thanks so much.
There you go. Utah wide receivers coach Alvis Whitted with us here.